Current depth 150 meters.
Current's pushing you to the left. You gotta feel the movement of the ship with your body, okay? The navigation gauges are always gonna lag a bit.
Okay.
Too slow. Heads up on your left. I can't believe they actually let you have a C-class salvager license. Ridiculous. Things sure have changed. If you're distracted, you're just gonna make another mistake.
I'm not distracted.
Focus on the controls, how the slightest move feels. Feel it with your butt. Your butt.
He is such a perv. Uh-huh.
Miss Sumeragi, didn't I make it clear to you that you would be severely punished if you missed homeroom one more time?
You made it crystal clear, Miss Riesuckle.
Okay. After classes, you will wash the school's windows.
Huh?
All of them, of course.
All of them? You're kidding! That's impossible!
Miss Sumeragi, exactly how many times do you think you've been tardy for classes?
Well, not too many. Maybe 4 or 5 at the most.
If we only count this year, today marks your 30th consecutive day.
Wow! Is that a world record?
What's the matter with you, young lady? I mean, seriously, you don't even live off campus. You live in the dorms across the courtyard, and yet you're still late!
I know, and I'm very sorry about that.
Don't think acting cute is gonna work with me. You're irresponsible. Perhaps you can reflect on that while you clean the windows.
Yes. I can't help it if I'm naturally sleepy all the time. Besides, people who sleep well mature the best. Huh? Of course, my boobs are no indication. Huh? I can find your treasure. I'm a pro, so you'll be in good hands. The price is negotiable depending on your budget, and I offer flexible payments. All you have to do is come visit Aika Sumeragi in room 1A. Oh, man, I hope my first customer shows up soon.
I see. Oh. So the rumors are true. You're C-class.
Aerie!
Good going. That seems to be the last of them.
The last of them? What do you think you're doing?
As class president, I cannot allow you to post these.
Oh, please, don't give me that. Do you know how much time it took to put those up?
A long time, and you just rip them down? You know perfectly well that you can't conduct a business from school. If I allowed you to do that, it would tarnish the good reputation of our entire class. As president, I'm confiscating them.
Give them back.
I will not.
Give them back.
No way.
Give them back.
I will not.
All right, then. I'll just have to put them up again.
Then I will have to remove them again.
I'll secure them so you can't take them down. I'll laminate them in plastic and slap super glue on the back. There's no way you'll be able to yank them off the wall.
Will you shut up?
That's enough, girls.
Teacher, she did it! It's all her fault!
Next period has already started. If I were you, I'd hurry back to class.
Fun.
What? Did you all come to laugh at me?
You should come with us, okay?
Huh?
You won't know unless you come.
The treasure hunting club? I didn't know this club existed. I've never even heard of it.
I started it. I'm the club president.
Wow, Aerie. I had no idea you were into this stuff.
The civilizations erased from history. The knowledge they left behind. All the art we haven't seen. The treasure that still lies hidden. Isn't it so romantic?
So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Bring me the photo.
Yes, I'll get it, Miss Aerie.
She calls you Miss?
What, you didn't know about me? I'm the daughter of a very rich family.
Your rich daughter, huh?
What's with that skeevy look?
So how rich are ya?
Maybe I shouldn't even ask you.
Ask me what? Huh? Whoa! It's Shinkai Industries' new miniature submarine, the Beluga! Oh man, I'm such a big fan of this sub!
I'm kind of surprised a C-class salvager is so familiar with it.
Hell yeah! I'm telling you, I can pilot this kind of vessel with my eyes closed! Hey, don't these Shinkai subs have the cutest little rear ends you've ever seen?
Wanna take it for a spin?
Huh?
I'm asking you if you want to drive one.
You mean I actually get to drive it?
All right then, it's all settled. Give me the guide, please.
Yes. Here you are, Miss Aerie.
Huh? Guide to the adventure?
Our departure will be this weekend. You'll be joining us.
This weekend? No way, are you serious?
Yep.
It's gonna cost you a lot.
Wait a sec. You're gonna take money from a club? Oh, what a pity then. I thought you wanted to drive it.
What are you searching for anyway?
Karen, dear, excuse me a sec.
Go right ahead.
Well?
What am I supposed to say?
Do you like what you see?
This is that kind of a club?
It's that kind of club?
Huh? Hold on, what are you? Don't get the wrong idea. Look at this more closely.
Listen, I'm really not into that sort of thing, so
That goes for us, too.
Oh, please, don't be ridiculous. Look right here, this mark?
Huh? A butterfly?
members. Isn't that interesting? I discovered them by myself.
It's true. I didn't even notice it and told me about the numbers.
What the heck are you saying?
I was saying I didn't even know that the numbers were printed there until Eri told me.
This butterfly, so you didn't know about the numbers? You didn't ask for it to be drawn on your skin like that?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? Huh? What do they mean?
The numbers themselves don't have any meaning, but if you put this string of numbers into a matrix along a line, then look what you get. It seems like a random assortment of characters, but if you look closely, within the matrix...
The gate of the truth will be opened by the sleeping butterfly.
And there's more. Here.
Latitude and longitude?
You got it.
So that's it then. You want us to head to those coordinates.
Yes. We'll find the answer there. I know it! It's the greatest mystery of the century! I'm so excited about it! Oh, aren't you guys psyched?
Yes, President!
This is it! We're gonna find the answer and introduce the world to the treasure hunting club!
We are, President!
Man, what a weird club. This is such an awesome yacht. You really are from a rich family, aren't you?
I guess.
Well, if you're really dripping with cash, don't you think you could at least pay me my one-time case request fee?
My father always told me I shouldn't waste my money on frivolous things.
Frivolous?
Interesting.
I'm not so sure I like your inflection.
Miss?
Oh, Captain. What is it?
Can you come on deck a minute?
Mom, here's your drink, ma'am!
Oh, thank you very much, young man. What's your name, anyway?
Gusto?
My, what an exotic name. I've never met a Gusto before.
I think you can see what's happening. I wonder if there's anything you can do.
Ms. Risiko's such a distraction.
Why did she have to come on this trip anyway?
Because she's the advisor for our club.
She is? So she's watching over us? Everybody here should just go to hell. So it was an island.
Yes, it was shown on the nautical charts before the catastrophe occurred.
Then it sunk, huh? So we're gonna sail out to that point and find the sunken island. What kind of place was it before? You know, like, were there any buildings on it?
There was an airport.
An airport?
I know I've asked you this before, miss, but...
Yeah. I get it, all right. If anything happens, we'll leave immediately.
It's my responsibility to get all of you back safely. I promised your father.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Oh. Well, the area she's got us heading into is quite dangerous. Anything can happen in these waters.
What kind of things?
Just about anything. To put it bluntly, this part of the ocean is like a modern-day Bermuda Triangle.
The Devil's Triangle.
You should be scared.
Perfect! This is exactly the kind of mystery I've been dreaming about! All right, when do you expect us to arrive there?
The day after tomorrow.
Be right back. I'll come with. Isn't this dangerous?
Danger goes hand in hand with exciting adventures. Besides, that's why we have the captain with us.
I think we should just head back to port.
You worry too much. Wait, I see. You're chickening out from the spooky stuff the captain was talking about.
No, I am not! Ha!
I'm so right.
You should be scared.
What are you doing?
I told you I am not chickening out!
You two are such close friends. What's taking them?
Oh, hey, Karen. Do you want to have a seat and play with us?
Sure, if that's okay.
Hey, you guys in there?
To ask, where'd you meet Karen?
At the pool.
Huh?
I just sat next to her.
Huh. And you just started talking to her out of the blue?
I had been curious for a while. She lives in a luxury apartment by herself, and she was always buying really expensive things without seeming to think about it.
You stalked her?
Yep. I did some investigating through my daddy's network. But there's no information about what city she was born in or where she went to school. That's impossible, right? What's wrong?
No, you're the one who's impossible!
Huh?
Ever hear of privacy?
Listen, I know the point you're trying to make, but I had to find out.
I have no idea how you became class president.
Well, that has nothing to do with this. Karen is obviously hiding something from us, which means there's a mystery to be solved. And what a way to kick off the Treasure Hunting Club's first adventure tour! It's so exciting! Listen, you! Just because you're a wet noodle doesn't mean you gotta spoil my fun!
I can't believe how naive and simple you are. To tell you the truth, you're nothing but a little baby.
I'm a baby? Look who's talking!
Did you want Airy? Airy!
Huh?
Let's move.
Tranquilizer dart. What is this, a surprise party?
Are you kidding me? I'm the leader of this club, and this is how you treat me? Aika!
Look!
Hmm? What is it?
There's some kind of machine or something on her butt, and another one on her neck.
Ew, that's gross.
Do you think that maybe they could have been controlled by these things?
Something happened!
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Are you okay, miss?
Are you all right, miss?
She's still breathing. Check this one out.
Huh? Everyone!
Hey, what's that?
Huh? Chopper!
Let her go, now!
Not so fast.
But teacher, why'd you do it?
What a shame. Those girls must have failed their assignment. Miss Sumeragi, I have one more lesson to teach you. Never trust anyone. They'll only hurt you.
Forget it! That's not how I live!
Oh well.
Supposed to carry him to the sick bay.
All right, I see what happened here. Let's take the girls down to the sick bay. Miss, we should turn around.
What?
That is all right.
We keep going.
But we can't!
We can! We have to keep going! Attacked by our own mind-controlled classmates! And shockingly, the person behind the whole plot was our school advisor! Who is she? What was her motive? One mystery leads the way to an even stranger one! It's incredible! This is turning out to be the adventure of a lifetime! Listen here, if you turn this hunk of tin around, I'll have no choice but to have my daddy fire you! Understand?
Harry?
This is a nightmare. You think you can convince her to stop this? It's not a game anymore.
Well, technically, she hired me for this job, so if she says we gotta keep going, then I have no choice.
So there's really no way out of this? What a bunch of annoying kids.
Nope, there's no way out of it! A mystery.
I'm not!
You're lying!
Anyway, next time, Sock Saver Lunch!
I sure hope not!